Transgenderism critics are like white supremacists, says leftist Scottish MP. By Kurt Zindelka on August 10, 2023. Far-left Scottish Nationalist Party MP Dara Black has compared people who are critical of the transgender movement to white supremacists, sparking outrage from feminist groups. Speaking at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Deputy Westminster Leader of the SNP, Dara Black declared that bad actors and 50-year-old Karens are responsible for the contentious debate surrounding transgenderism and that only people who champion the LGBT ideology are decent. Black went on to say that people who make intellectual against the trans encroachment on women's protections and rights were similar to those who in previous generations claimed some races were inferior to white people, the Scottish Daily Express reported. Once upon a time, you had intellectuals who made these big prolific statements about how race was a key factor. They argued, I think you'll find statistics show that if you have more BAME, black, Asian and minority ethnic, people, crime goes up or whatever it is. We now rightly look back on that and go, you were racist. You might be an intellectual, but what you were saying was racist. If you're not educating yourself on things, then you can't complain when people from a minority say, you were not treating us right. And that's exactly what's happening with the trans community right now. The leftist MP went on to allege that there are dark forces radicalizing people online, whom she claims are funded in some way by fundamental Christian groups in America, Baptist groups, anti-abortion organizations. The comments were criticized by the Campaign Group for Women Scotland, which characterized her statements as a damning indictment of her intellectual capacity and her fitness to act as a legislator. Her inability to grasp why highly vulnerable women in prison, fleeing domestic violence, or being cared for in hospital might not want to share intimate spaces with someone of the male sex suggests that it is long past time she got out of her highly cosseted, gilded bubble, the group continued. Women who disagree with her should not be forced to be silent like some latter-day scold. Nor are they the racist or religious fundamentalist bogey women. Scotland has increasingly become an epicenter for the political fight over transgenderism, with the far-left government of former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon passing legislation earlier this year to allow anyone over the age of 16 years old to self-identify with the gender of their choosing. The law was ultimately blocked by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government in Westminster. However, Sturgeon's replacement as First Minister of Scotland, Humza Yousaf, has expressed a desire to back a legal challenge to allow the measure to go forward. The policy came under international scrutiny earlier this year after a biologically male rapist was placed in a female prison after identifying as transgender. Sturgeon's failure in being able to say whether she believed the rapist was a woman or not was seen as a contributing factor in her political downfall. Yousaf, infamous for maligning how many white people are in the Scottish government, seems intent on continuing the radical stance of Sturgeon on the issue of social justice on issues such as race and gender. Speaking at the Fringe Festival, Yousaf complained about how during his career he has been told by mainly middle-aged white conservatives, both in politics and frankly, some in the media, that I'm not smart, I'm out of my depth, essentially saying you don't belong here in the political realm. And, yeah, I hope that any other person, whether it's your color, whether it's your gender, or whether it's your background, if you get told actually you don't belong here, you should kind of look at me and say, fuck you, the First Minister said per the Herald. Despite later admitting that his message was not first ministerial language, he claimed it was appropriate given the context. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.